Brandon Kane and Hook Point, living in a three-second world. What does that mean? Well, let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Benja Well Done, coming at you live on this beautiful March the 5th, 4:23 p.m. How are you doing? So, Brandon Kane and Hook Point, living in a three-second world. Brandon Kane is this guy who made he made 1 million followers in 30 days. He's an international best-known author, social media strategist. He has another book called Hook Point, Living in a Three-Second World, where basically it means that people's attention span are so short. If you're going to have any sort of successful content, it has to be good, but you also got to package it, deliver it. You got to package it correctly, and that's what I've been working on lately a lot. I had this joke with this social media strategist, Natalia, great girl. And I said, you know what? I think a few years from now, Brandon is going to write another book called 2 Second, Hook Point, Living in a 2 Second World. And then a year after that, it'll be called Hook Point, Living in a 1 Second World. And then 10 years from now, Brandon's just going to have a book called Fuck It. because people's attention spans are getting so short, and people got to work harder and harder just to get people's attention. It's a good joke. It's a good joke, and hopefully, for a guy, Brandon Kane, that I haven't seen smile or laugh one time, I'm sure it exists, but he's also had great speech training, so maybe he's just very calm and composed in addition to his training. Maybe that's his natural demeanor, but I digress a little bit. Yeah, I've learned so much, and I really believe in working in reverse, and what I mean by that is that not having to do with like digital social media. I've been busting my ass. And what does that mean? That means that I get up every morning at 4 a.m. so that I can study, do jujitsu, study more, work, write comedy, do comedy, and before I go to bed, read more and study. And that's just been the business aspect, the business side. And my whole point was to work in reverse from business, hard, physical kind of marketing and strategies and business principles and concepts and everything to be successful. How you formulate your sentences, how you do it, how you negotiate, whatever, down the line. And I'm an Army interrogator, legit. All right, I really am. That's my job. Well, it was. Once a soldier, always a soldier. But anyway, right? Moving on. But I've learned so much. My goal was to work in reverse to the very last medium after the hard physical world to take all that knowledge and finish out on Brandon Kane's two books, which is 1 million followers. I'm sure I'm saying the book title wrong, but check them out. And 2, Hook Point. I know that one's right. And it's amazing how much I've learned. As far as like random facts, like even for like the Explore feed, the reason you don't ever see your friends in the Explore feed for Instagram is because Instagram pretty much pushes videos. You have to have like over something like crazy, 20,000 or 5,000 or whatever. You won't ever see a video on the Explore feed with like 11 likes. You know what I mean? It's already essentially got to be daily viral. And, as I was having this conversation with this person that works with Brandon, his company, Natalia, it was interesting because we were talking about how every single day, all of these social media platforms, it's like Hunger Games. They use your content, and whoever wins gets their 15 seconds of fame, right? And in the middle of that, they put these platform companies put their commercial in the middle. My whole goal isn't to be famous online for being famous online. My whole goal is to blow up and be viral in digital media. This way, it will translate to my physical product, which is A, my comedy, and B, it is behind my merchandise line, War and Laughs. So, I'm learning a lot. I've learned a lot, and I got just a little bit more to go. I call myself a forever student. Because I feel like there's always something useful that you could learn. But I'm going to be making a lot of significant changes and they're only for the better, and you can too. My advice is, I would have to have a long list, and if you want one, please email me, Benja, B-E-N-J-A, at welldone, W-E-L-L-D-O-N-E, comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y, .com. And I could give you the business titles of the ones before I got to the digital media, because the reality is that the last two, in my opinion, you should do. You could do the first two, but the thing is, what are you going to do with a great social media content and no product behind it? You see what I'm saying? Like Mr. Beast, YouTube sensation, he has a product behind it. It's not just him being an influencer. That guy has like amazing content. He has like game shows like Squid Game and all sorts of other cool stuff, right? But you learn so much about the physical product. And I feel like the only way to be successful, which actually, ironically enough, but not too much, is something that Brendan Kane talks about in one of his books, Hook Point, which is combining the offline world with the online, and they will both complement each other. I feel like too many people nowadays are too focused on the offline, but being, you know, not to, to be more than just trendy, to have a long lasting, I think you need to have physical products, not just that you believe in, but that's what makes my product easy. Cause it's just, it's my comedy. It's me doing material, right? But there has to be something. If there is something that you're pitching, that you're making money with, it will only help out one with the other. But the question is what is it that you're bringing to the table? What is it that you're striving at, that you want to sell or something like that. So, yeah, if you want the list of all the business books and stuff, I can give it to you, by all means. But the digital ones, if you just read the 1 million followers book and Hook Point, excuse me, you'd be fine. I think I'm a big believer in, you not having too many teachers. And what I mean by that is that if you have too many people that have conflicting thoughts, well then, if they have different philosophies, you could just be kind of like walking in circles thinking you're making straight progress when you're really not. If you are going to look at other people's materials, you can gain more insight on other things that the first person might not have talked to. But if I were to have a central headquarters, a guy to start out with, I would definitely go with Brendan Kane. He is very mathematical based, as I am. He is very data driven and analytical, as I am. And I feel like his flow of conversation, he knows how pacing, that's another thing that he talks about, but he knows how to pace the material so where it feels like, I don't think I ever really had too many books. There's a couple, but too many books that I actually read to where I thought that I retained the information without having to read it a second, fourth, fifth time. He explains things in such a fluid, elegant way that he really, in a master communicator kind of a style. And again, as an army interrogator, I can vouch for that. He's a great, in my opinion, master communicator. But he does that not just in his texts, his book and stuff, but it's also his philosophy. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of changes. I'm going to get a lot more views, but that's just a result. It's an indirect compliment to him and a compliment, but also just putting, you know, the proof is in the pudding that anybody can go viral, but what are you going to do if your one video is viral and your second one isn't? As I was talking with this individual earlier today, it'll basically, people are going to stop following you. You have to be viral every single time. Sounds crazy, but it's true. So his whole approach, which I like a lot more, which I like a lot, is it's content based. It's not quantity based, where I know that that's a lot of other people's. With content, you can keep that momentum up every single time, because I know every single time you're dropping something, it's something hot, something good. You know what I mean? However, you could still do a continuous, which is something that I'm also doing. You could still do a daily story or multiple stories throughout the day. That's completely different. But as far as posts, reels go, that carries a lot more weight because your stories are only good for like 24 hours. So anyway, maybe I've been educational. Hopefully I gave you some value and just give you a little update about myself. I really want my content to be about you. So even the things that I talk about pretty much after this video from now on, they're going to be exponentially better. And that's my goal, but it's also reality because now that I know what I'm doing, it's not guesswork. It's data-driven, it's math-driven, it's analytical, and I'm going to get after it. So I hope everybody has a beautiful day. This is a longer video than usual. And if this is on the podcast audio version, well, then you're listening to it only. So you guys have a beautiful day. I'm Benji Well Done. Check me out. Peace.